Hi, this is DJ Bennett. We're still at halftime here in America. And this is the Kill Radio Weekly News and Review with thanks to Harper's Weekly. This was originally posted by Jeremy Keene on April 10th, 2012, and this concerns the news of the previous week. This is a headline news, folks. If you're interested in any of the details that you hear, look them up, Google them, and you can get the full stories. I'm not presenting full detailed news stories. I'm giving you associational bits. Basically, just like you, we're all just spectators as this world goes by, as we stand on the side of the road and we watch the crashes and the speeding by people and the rich and the homeless people that walk by us. We're just part of the crowd, right? But we have the right to comment and we have the right to have our opinions too. So this is the news of the preceding week. In Mali, Amadou Toumani Touré resigned as president, and the leaders of the military coup that deposed him 3 weeks ago agreed to restore constitutional rule. The junta's announcement came hours after Tuareg rebels declared the independent nation of Azawad in the north, following a 10-week military offensive by the Tuareg NMLA and the Islamist Ansar Dine. I heard the declaration, but I'm telling you the situation on the ground, said a Malian man in the de facto Azawadian capital of Zhao. We barely see the NMLA. The people we see are the Salafis. We know they are the Islamists because of their beards. Pope Benedict appealed during his Easter homily for peace in Mali and Syria, where the Assad regime agreed to adopt a UN-backed peace plan by April 10, and activists reported that government forces had killed hundreds of people in rebel-held Syrian towns and across the Turkish and Lebanese borders. The United States and Afghanistan signed a deal giving Afghan authorities an effective veto on the nighttime home raids by NATO Special Operations Forces. And a New York court sentenced Russian arms dealer Victor Bout to 25 years in prison for conspiring to kill American citizens. Former nursing student One Go was charged with 7 counts of murder after he opened fire with a .45-caliber handgun at Oikos University in Oakland. And police in Oklahoma arrested Jake England and Alvin Watts in conjunction with the murders of 3 African-Americans who were among the 5 shot in the course of 7 hours in Tulsa. The day before the shootings, England posted on his Facebook page that it was the 2nd anniversary of his father's murder at the hands of a effing nigger. It's hard not to go off between that and Chiron, I'm gone in the head, he wrote, referring also to his girlfriend, who had recently committed suicide. It is way too early to call this a hate crime, said FBI agent James Finch. President Barack Obama hosted a White House screening of To Kill a Mockingbird. Thailand banned a film adaptation of Macbeth. And Israel declared Nobel Literature laureate Gunter Grass persona non grata and barred him from the country following publication of What Must Be Said, a poem critical of the Israeli nuclear program. DEA and IRS agents seized files and cannabis plants during a raid at Oaksterdam University in Oakland. And the World Trade Organization found a U.S. ban on Indonesian clove cigarettes to be in contravention of its rules. Edinburgh Zoo officials declared attempts to breed giant pandas Yang Guang and Tian Tian close but no cigar after Yang Guang mounted Tian Tian several times during her annual 36-hour ovulation period but failed to achieve coitus. They are both still relatively inexperienced, said the zoo's research director, Ian Valentine. 18 Madagascar pochard chicks were born at an incubation center in Antsohihi, nearly doubling the population of the Earth's rarest duck species. Siberian tusk hunters were reported to have discovered the perfectly preserved 10,000-year-old carcass of a mammoth. And fossil collectors in China were reported to have unearthed three skeletons of a feathered tyrannosaur. Scientists announced that this March was the warmest on record in the United States. And the governor of Tennessee said he would sign into law a bill preventing school administrators from censuring teachers who discuss such concepts as climate change denial and creationism in their classrooms. See, the creationist people, after their round trouncing in 2005 and the failure of intelligent design to make headways into schools, now are trying to couch the teaching of creationism within scientific terms by saying that this is a disputed theory. And nowadays, climate change denial, global warming denial, and evolution are tied together for some reason. And it's all crazy as far as I'm concerned. An Australian cargo pilot made an emergency landing after a snake burst from his dashboard and slithered across his leg during a solo flight. "I'm going to have to return to Darwin," radioed pilot Braden Blennehassett. Catalan researchers reported the invention of the world's most sensitive scales, capable of weighing a xenon atom to the nearest yoctogram. Yoctograms are the tiniest measure of weight there is. I can't even remember. It's so many. It's a decimal point with like 25 zeros and then a 1 or something for a yoctogram. The finance industry tracked the market-skewing investments of a credit derivative index trader known as the London Whale. And University of British Columbia researchers identified a balsam fir gene that promises to reduce the fragrance industry's reliance on sperm whale vomit. A man named An was convicted in South Korea of plotting to kill with a poisoned-tipped needle an activist known for sending anti-Pyongyang leaflets via balloon across the North Korean border. A builder named Dennis Hennis survived his accidental piercing of his own heart with a nail in Vineland, New Jersey. And a man reportedly killed his wife and ate her flesh in Shrewsbury, Massachusetts. An Indianapolis man told police he was walking naked down the street because it was opposite day. "You are not going to jail," replied one officer, "for public indecency." Beer was found not to cause beer bellies, and water was observed floating on oil. In Turkmenistan, where alcohol was banned in observance of Happiness Week, President Kurbanguly Berdimuhamedov won the country's first ever auto race. An 11-year-old Dutch boy won special mention in a contest seeking the best plan for a country to leave the Eurozone by suggesting that Greeks exchange their euros for drachmas, creating a euro pizza that Greece could divide among its creditors. "You see," the boy wrote of a drawing he'd included, "the Greek guy does not look happy." Here's something that takes us back to how we're just standing around being observers. A 77-year-old pensioner shot himself in the head in a central Athens square. "I see no other solution than a decent ending," wrote Demetrius Christolis in his suicide note, "before I start looking in the garbage to feed myself." How many people in this world today who were doing well not too long ago are having to look through garbage to find food now? What's wrong with this picture? Five Egyptian cops were crushed to death when mourners rushed the tomb of Pope Shenanda III, who had died the week before. Painter of light Thomas Kincaid died at 54. Chinese dissident Fang Lizi and Porsche 911 designer Ferdinand A. Porsche died at 76. Malawian President Bingu wa Mutharika died at 78. Marshall Amp founder Jim Marshall died at 88. And journalist Mike Wallace died at 93. Psychologists in New Zealand found that atheists asked to consider their own deaths expressed even greater religious skepticism, but unconsciously grew more open to belief. I doubt that. And a Charleston woman observed the face of Jesus on the back of a stingray. I just kind of thought it looked like a bearded homeless man, said the woman. But when I posted pictures on Instagram, one of my friends was like, "That's Jesus." And I was like, "Oh my God, you're right." Thanks, Jeremy Keene. Thanks, Harpers.org. That's the weekly news and review. And listen to my music program, The Chill Room, a collage show on Friday nights here at 11 p.m. on killradio.org. In the meantime, that's it for the news this week. I should be back next week, and I hope you will be too.